Welcome to this very special episode of the Feminine Power Podcast, where you get to listen to the voices of women from different countries, different backgrounds, different ages on the path of feminine embodiment. All these women have been through our 3 months initiation into feminine power called Feminine Power Blueprint. And in this episode, they are sharing what it is like to receive learnings, rituals, and embodied practices that show them the power of their body, their feminine energy, and their sexual energy, and what changes in their lives. I find this kind of things, listening to other women's stories, particularly important and empowering, because this is one of the most potent ways we learn and we get inspired from our sisters, from other women. If you're just jumping in here and it's your first time on this podcast, my name is Maria Grenina. I'm the founder of Feel, a feminine embodiment platform helping women from all over the world to connect to their bodies and experience the magic of their bodies. And I'm also a love, sex, and relationship coach with a tantric approach. My passion, my devotion, my mission is to support women in reclaiming their balance and power and building a life where they have it all. When we stop trying to live by the rules never created for us, created by patriarchy, and start living in alignment with our energy, with our cycles, with our body, everything changes. We get to access our gifts, our feminine magnetism, become more confident, deeply alive, and magnetic to all that we desire, because it is natural for us women to receive, to create, and to enjoy. And this is what I wish for all women, and this is what we teach inside Feminine Power Blueprint: how to align with our feminine energy, how to access our sexual energy, reclaim it for ourselves, and live in pleasure, and therefore create more love, money, and power in our lives. So now let's get to the stories of women who've been going through this journey and hear how it is going for them. And once again, I'm sharing this because I find this is just one of the most potent ways to learn, to be inspired by the journeys of others and see then how it is for ourselves to transform. And if you're interested in joining Feminine Power Blueprint, you can learn more in this episode description. Our next cohort begins on October 2nd. So if you're interested, make sure to join before then. Now, let's listen to Angela. She's based in the UK and she's been curious around Tantra and embodiment for some time before joining the course. So now let's listen to her story.
I'm Angela and I grew up in London and I have always, I think for the last few years, like a number of years, got into meditation and been interested in somatic work. And then I became really curious about Tantra. And I thought, it's so hard to kind of get hold of something so deep. And so I was like sort of looking around the periphery of all of these things and like some yoga practice here and meditation there, and like life can be so chaotic, and like I've come on a very long life journey, like everyone does. Everyone has a story, don't they? So yeah, I found like the last 5 years to be incredibly, I suppose, like life changing, and
Beautiful. And you say you started your curiosity around Tantra. And what is it that you're finding there so far? What sparks your curiosity?
I think it's really like, wow, there's non-duality comes into it, but more than anything else, it's like, how can we really be present with ourselves? And in terms of like a relationship, it's like the fundamental relationship is with yourself first. And I was curious from like, how would I bring that into relationships? But then I thought, well, if you're not in a relationship, how can you start with yourself? So yeah, that was my point of, there's like from people that I'd heard of, was like seen things from, and I was like this curiosity.
And you know, it's beautiful that you mentioned relationship with yourself, because this is where everything starts. And it's interesting that for me as a Tantra practitioner, people come, hey, I would like to learn some Tantra. And most people think it's a couple practice that is just about sex. And they're like, okay, so what this is exactly that you would like to learn? And in reality, when people get interested just because of sex, it's also perfect. And in that conversation, important bit is, well, even if you want to have the most epic tantric sex, you have to start with yourself.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, who doesn't? But it still starts with yourself. You cannot just start with your partner to practice tantric practices, because unless you feel your own presence and unless you can feel energy, there is nothing else you can really do. And people end up, oh, I'm not into it, because they're like really bored sitting in front of each other and breathing and not understanding what they're supposed to feel. Because first you need to feel the energy, and that's a personal practice.
So like, I'm really aware of our life force energy.
Yeah.
And it was like the pandemic. I was in hospital with COVID.
Ouch. And yeah.
Then they said that I had this rare autoimmune condition and that I had, it affected my heart.
Yeah.
And then I went on this journey to rebuild my life from scratch because it was like, touch and go.
Yeah.
And from that, it was like, even though I'd been on a bit of a spiritual path before that, after that, it was like, that's what like helped me like really kind of see, well, what can you do, not what you can't do, not the limitations of my life force energy. Even though I was like so unwell in a hospital bed and the weakest I've been, it was still there in me, and I used that. So that's kind of carried me. And like then when I saw Feel Woman and I saw a few things and I was like, oh, that seems so kind of special and like a container. And then when I saw the thing for the feminine blueprint, I was like, well, I'd already come so far that I was like, all of the things that were being spoken of, that I was like, you know, that might kind of bring it together for me. And yeah, like I'm aware of my life force energy, but it's like, how do we really harness that? Because we can have moments where like we're so grounded and we like, yeah, we know what we're doing and we like are going out and receiving. And then other times it's like,
Oh yeah. And that's the chaos of life. And then you learn how to weave it all and move it and contain it and understand it's not always one way. It's this whole situation that we're going through as humans.
So it's really cool to it.
Yeah.
Because I thought that's like a program over a period of time where I can actually dedicate that, like sort of honoring myself,
yeah,
and honoring my like sensuality and exploring this aspect, which up to that point it's, you know, you make some time and it's rushed and it's like it's not like, I don't know, I always felt a lot of shame and growing up Catholic and there's it's like you might talk about it a little bit with friends, but not that much.
Yeah.
And it's like you have to like to tune into this other part. You have to find people that are kind of on that path. So it was
being in a community is so important for this work. And we women have always been together in the spaces. We've had the sisterhood, we've been gathering, especially in rituals. I'm finding this ritual space one of the most important parts for us women to truly thrive, because a lot of people say, oh yes, women need to be together, sisterhood, but what does that for us? And it's really a ritual space, because there is this quite a big difference to going to a pub and having a drink with someone, and yes, it's a women to women connection, great, to having an honoring ritual space where you get to share really deep things with each other and practice together. It's very different and super nourishing. I love women's work.
Yeah. So that was like why I was kind of enticed to sign up. And I was like a little bit intimidated. I was like, oh my gosh, who's going to be in this circle of women? And they're going to be so far on their journey. And what I found was real acceptance for where everyone was to begin with. And also like the pressure. It's like, if you can't make it, if you can, it's like, don't put yourself under this like guilt or this or that. And I felt that was so refreshing to kind of start a course in that way.
I love that. I love that you mention it, because our entire education system is really structured and punishment based.
Completely.
So like, if you don't make it, that you're not going to make that. And then there is a lot of actual disencouragement. I know that maybe for some people they get motivated this way, but a lot of people don't. We need more celebration and more permission.
And with this course and with all the feminine work, I believe there needs to be a lot of space so that people can have their own life journey while having this journey as well. Because whatever happens, and there are the moments when we get discouraged because, oh, I missed two sessions, so I will never go back to this thing. And that is something we want to not put into place, because people have their own lives and their own individual divine guidance will bring them to where they want to be. So I love that you appreciate that.
And it has a really special, like, joining live, like, actually feeling that energy. Like, how can you feel that in a group? We're all online, but it does happen. And then, like, transcending time and space for those who can't make it live or another time zone. It's like, whenever I've tuned in, like, not live, then I've kind of thought of, like, the women in the group.
Yes, it helps so much, because I also have taken lots of online courses for myself, and when people gave all this permission and also communicated that they're transcending the time and space, and then if you're watching the recording, you're welcome, that makes such a difference. We want to be appreciated, and this is something the world wants to embrace now more. At least I want the world to embrace that. Appreciation, space, permission.
Then giving yourself permission.
Yeah,
sometimes we're waiting for permission, like, to do stuff, to move.
I love that you've been to many life classes. That's how I saw you. I was like, this girl really does that. This is amazing.
It was the consistency. So having, like, twice a week and just that, okay, one session will be explaining, and then it's like it starts to, I find you're listening and you're having that inquiry, and it goes into your unconscious, and then you leave it there. And so then when it comes to the practice, you're not like, what is this, what's that? It's like you're just trusting more. So it was like, I really like the structure and, like, the journey of who you had when teaching throughout it.
Tell me about your favorite learnings and how you're implementing them in your life now.
Oh my gosh. So I always try to lead from the heart as a person. I think that's so important. We can quite easily get caught up with what's wrong or, like, you know, be upset with people, or, but actually, like, it cuts through everything. And you did a beautiful meditation around that. And even, like, from the first session where we were doing non-linear movement, I was like, hey, I've done this before. I never celebrated doing this before, like, in my body, and just kind of trusting that actually is, like, the work. And I think sometimes we intuitively are doing stuff in life, whether we're dancing or this or that, and it's like, that's good for us. That's really good. So many teachings. I thought of masculine and feminine, like the relationship between that polarity. That has been brought to light in such a different way now. And that kind of, like, sitting in my presence and holding both. And I always thought of it, oh, the masculine is doing, and the feminine is just, you know, kind of whooshing around, like, floating. And it's like, I have a very different relationship with these parts of myself now.
This one is so important. When you learn to hold yourself and have this balanced masculine inside, well, lets you know you're safe. I'm here for you. Just feel so much better to walk through life.
That, like, groundedness and that kind of seeing, and we can bring in the creativity and the play and all of that. It's like kind of honoring both sides. And I always thought, oh, you've got to, like, heal your masculine before you can, like, I always had a very different understanding.
Yeah, I love that. And Maya's brought so much wisdom of this subject. When she brings it to the table, I just love it so much. I find that very important for people to learn healthy masculine and feminine sacred union within. This literally changes your entire life, because you start understanding that you can be both and you need both, because women very often, when they get into feminine work, then they just embrace chaos and flow and, like, just create absolute uncertainty in their lives as a result. But all of that is really beautiful if there is presence and safety as well. And it's just amazing when people do that.
Like, having the time and space, like, the self-pleasure, the sex magic, the kind of what are we manifesting here, and how can we bring that into self-pleasure? I mean, that's kind of like probably a lot of people would be attracted to the course for that, and or different reasons. And I was like, okay, there was a curiosity there about how you would teach it, like, you know, Lucy would, and it was so liberating. And also there was another session too, and just felt so alive. And we should celebrate feeling alive as women.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think there are parts of the world and like women are so shunned and still can't express themselves in these ways. So it is such a privilege, like, to be able to do that.
Which culture are you coming from?
So I have got some German in me. I'm so European. My mum, well, she was born in New Zealand. But yeah, kind of European.
Very interesting, because, you know, like we, especially European women, definitely have a very, very strong witch wound. Yeah, so it's been really on the land in generations. Like women have been fully cut out of, from their magic, from their sexual power, from their expression. Because anything that we do, right, we like run and shout and cry and burn and move and dance, all of that was considered witchy. So for a lot of women, it's very hard to now even embrace that, especially in the UK.
I can be quite nervous and so I their confidence in me is there when I'm relaxed. So I feel relaxed now.
That is great.
Sometimes I have to kind of fake it till I make it. But
which is normal, right? And it's life.
But yeah, I think when you have that kind of that religious lens on growing up, it's like, you know, some people can and can't talk to their parents about sex, about stuff, life, big things, and others can. They have a beautiful relationship like that, in that honesty, that exchange.
It all comes, a lot of comes from our upbringing.
But I'm lucky, I've got sisters. So
That's great.
Yeah.
Wow. It's interesting because I'm only beginning to really share things with my sisters properly. We had a very different journey and had to go separate ways first to come together back due to different relationships we had. But when you have sisters, especially younger ones, I mean, for me, because I'm older, one, that's the only experience I have, I'm finding it so nourishing to be able to give advice and like answer questions for sisters if they were like afraid to ask parents.
Yes.
And then it just like
no, I go to my other sisters.
That's what you know. That's amazing. Yeah. But for women who don't have sisters, like that's where sisterhood is so important. You can find non-blood sisters.
Exactly. Yeah. They're out there and you can find that in life, just people.
Yeah, it's so different when you can find advice from another woman or a tip or just someone to hold space. And now in the modern world, we're just so isolated. Most women just live in cubicles, like far away from each other, and very few go to community spaces. So maybe we are very aware and we do the work, but actually in reality, a lot of women just live completely isolated.
Yeah.
Really.
And that's really sad.
Yeah. I hope more women, especially those who are listening, come on, guys, let's come together.
It felt like a retreat.
Yeah.
Over 3 months. Like I've never been women's only retreat, and I can just imagine it just like being like this, but but very different, but it had that sort of essence. So there was so much learning and so much kind of you meet people, and even though it's online, it didn't diminish anything because the energy, the presence, like what they were sharing, all their magic, it came through. And like who you chose, like to do all these like these sessions, and it worked. Like the journey of it worked. The containers, like the layering, it's like, okay, we're gonna go deep now. And I was familiar with David, and I've kind of heard some of his his hypnosis before. And he was great.
How was his concept on money? And actually, how was the money chapter?
His concepts on money is just, you really have to trust that there's no limitations. I have to go back to that. I think that's really nice now. I'm like, there's a few that I've missed. There's a few that I want to listen to again. And I will.
Yeah.
And it was being with people that are living, like embodied themselves, that makes a difference. And it really shows.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, I teach yoga class once a week. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're kind of living, breathing this work.
Yeah. I think it's very important when you find teachers and mentors, it's very important to check in into, do you believe their lifestyle? Mm-hmm. Do you believe how they live? Not so much what they say they teach, right?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, in the world of influencers and Instagram and all of that, there's
so much out there.
When I search for me and like for my personal development mentors and teachers, I just look at how they live. That's the checkpoint. It's not their social media. It's like, do I want even a little bit my life to look like theirs? And only then, it's if yes, then yeah, then it's interesting to work with them. Otherwise, we need to be careful.
So I felt very safe throughout. Yeah. And also the community of like these beautiful women, and everyone was sharing in like the Telegram group.
Yeah.
It kind of made it feel like live, you know, alive as well. But like, oh, this came up for me, or I've realized this, or I've had this like revelation in life. And it was like, that was so cool.
Yes, I love that.
Yeah.
Even for me, like when I'm running this journey, just every message matters so much, because you want to feel the work, you want to see what's happening. It's just so important. So I really appreciate people who share. A lot of people are also, it takes something to share. So it really takes something. So thank you for that.
Yeah, I think, you know, what you put in, you get out of anything.
Yeah.
But even if you're like witnessing other people and not feeling, if you're feeling shy,
It's all perfect.
Yeah,
fine. There are a lot, and that's why it's the beauty of a group, because some people are there to witness and that's their healing journey, and some people are there sharing and they're the cheerleaders, and then that's what creates this common space. And that's why being in a space really
and
helps.
There's no pressure. Camera on, camera off. And for some things you might want camera off, for other things you might just not, you know. It's like show is a real freedom. Freedom there.
Yes. Yeah. You know, that's so important.
Yeah.
And what about your life now? Do you have any exciting plans?
What's next? Well, I love that these practices, it's like, how long have I got? And I wanted at the beginning of this to be like, I want to bring in a daily thing, because that consistency is going to help me so much. So yeah, that's coming.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it's like our full hour ritual or 15 minutes, and I always like journaling, but I'm not great at doing it every day. But it feels like a lot is unlocking for me.
Yes, a lot is unlocking, and a lot will keep unlocking, because this is all in our bodies. In our bodies, we have all these energies living in us, and our magnetism, and life changes when our energies change. Daily practice, I'm just putting my hat on of the with the women's advisor.
Yeah.
So important. And whenever we implement an embodied daily practice, because a lot of people now know how to meditate, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. And it's so important. Once you learn to quieten your mind, it's perfect. But we women need the body, need the sensuality, need the movement.
Absolutely.
So we have the womb and she needs that. Like, that's it. Well, that's, we can understand. That's the reason why like guys don't have that. That's why they didn't come up with it. That's why we don't have it in the marketing so much, because originally men have been controlling all the money and all the purchasing decisions. So that's why we don't have that as a common sense.
Mm.
But it is really important for us to, for our hips, to put some oil on the body, to feel some pleasure. And daily is definitely.
Yeah, you know, kind of blowing down your environment.
Exactly.
Yeah, whether that's putting the oil on or the music or what you enjoy. It's like, mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to create my space. This is for me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and you do that. Yeah, that's perfect. I love like when you write your reactions and like your insights from the practice. Perfect. Can imagine how far it's going to get you. Like, it's going to be amazing.
It's just starting.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's been wonderful. And like, I've told friends about it, you know, their reactions have been varied and
I understand. Same for me.
But they can see that it's giving me so much.
Yeah.
Like the glow, the kind of wow.
Yeah.
You know, this is enriching.
Yes.
So all you can do is like share that kind of, you know, your energy with the world, and whether people are then curious and, you know, want to join you and like, let's go to this thing together. No, but I do have some friends that are more in tune as well.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. Oh.
Be brave, because I think this might be really out of people's comfort zones, but actually, like, you've created something that is safe. It feels like it's delicious.
Oh, yes.
It's delicious, and you can say that, and it's like, what is it going to be? Don't worry.
Yeah.
There's a bit of curiosity. If you like want to make that time for you, this will, like, you'll keep to it because it's so giving. It's like,
yes, exactly. Oh, thank you so much. I think you've done so well. Like, I'm so surprised. It's so flawless. I don't think I will need to do much editing.
Oh,
wow.
I'm just so grateful. I feel really like I've come home to myself, and there's more. There's so much more. And I think it does give you this like sense of you have power in you.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. It is exactly what you want to bring into the world.
Oh. That was Angela, based in the UK, and I'm so excited for her journey to continue and for her to be experiencing more and more of her power and pleasure and aliveness and really live the most fulfilling life. And now let's go to Rhyme. Rhyme, I'm so proud of her. She is a self-made entrepreneur, musician. Her songs are played by hundreds of thousands of people. And her recent song was featured in the movie Baby Girl. It was Nicole Kidman, When She Goes to Dance. That's her song is playing in the club. So Rhyme has been working on embodiment and feminine masculine energy balance to have the most epic career and an amazing life as a woman. And so now she's sharing how it's been going for her.
Hi everyone. My name is Rhyme. I wanted to share that I've been doing so much reprogramming inwardly. And even though I wasn't able to do some of the lessons when it was originally scheduled, delaying it and doing it now was actually better for me, and I trusted that process. I think in the past I would have been so stressed about missing things. I was a very like control need, like, you know, there's a schedule. I mean, I live in Japan, so schedule is so important. And I finally have kind of really deeply let go of that, because I trust the process of when things are meant to align. And sitting in a space of receiving through this embodiment program has just so fundamentally helped support myself. And I feel like not only has my feminine become stronger, but my masculine has too. And one thing I'd love to share with you all today is like, the best part about this is being able to help other women and having these conversations with other women and other female creatives in my industry, and voicing these things and having tools that we've learned through this program to be able to voice them and sit stronger has profoundly shaped my whole experience. I just want to say to everyone, maybe if you're not on the call today and you're watching this on a live recording, like, it's okay. It all comes at the right time, and trust the process. And thanks for showing up. And I'm sure there's so many things we want to say and share and do, but you know, feeling it is the most important thing. That's why I love the fact that Maria has created Feel, because I've finally learned how to feel. And I don't know if you all know the movie Baby Girl with Kidman being the big boss. Yeah, so my song was in that movie, and it went really well. It's where she's in the club and she's raving. Well, she's not raving yet, but she walks and she's like, where's my guy? Anyway, so like the whole theme of my year has been like this kind of, you know, big woman boss who's also struggling internally with, you know, like wanting to feel supported and like vulnerable. And then there are so many aspects to that movie just being such a reflection and tone setting of my year, finding like ways and loopholes and, you know, hustling that kind of man's world industry, but it like aligns into this, you know, how I can be still strong as a woman, like this woman Muriel, who I'm now like musing over as a businesswoman, as creatively, but also like stand, similar to Natalie just said, like standing in my truth more and not waiting for that permission. We have to speak it into existence, and musically I do that. And then this blueprint has just been really great to further enhance that and revisit these things I didn't have opportunities to do. And yeah, we need more. We definitely in the music industry need more powerful women.
That was Rhyme. I'm so, so proud of her. And if you're curious about her music, I'm also linking it in this episode description. It is really good. And I love listening to some of her songs on repeat. Now let's go to Nathalie.
Nathalie is also based in the UK, and I had a chance of interviewing her in person. There will be a separate podcast episode coming out with her, as she's been sharing really deep insights about her life. It is fascinating to listen to a journey of a woman who is now going through her Kundalini awakening, through understanding of what it is that it means to be a fully alive woman, and someone who has left her corporate career behind and really stepped into unknown and start experiencing an absolute magic of life right now. So I'm excited to share that episode. And for now, let's listen to a small snippet.
I feel free now.
Yeah.
It does feel like a weight lifted off my shoulders.
Yeah.
But my whole life, I've like definitely shut it down.
Mm.
Yeah. I felt like whatever was my internal reality, I never found environments. I'm not saying this as the victim version of myself, but there weren't like supportive environments for the voice to come out. Well, I started searching because I was completely living from a place of trying to meet the world where they expected me to be met, very common. But more importantly, I felt really disconnected from something that I felt like I lost for a very long time. There was a part of me that I never fully lived into that was so alive in me. Like, it felt like such a calling. It's so obvious to so many people but me. Like, everybody was telling me these things, and I'm like, no, like, that's how shut down I was to my truth. And I was like, what would it feel like to just, like, go to an event that is around this world? You know, like, what would it feel like? I remember just starting to look at your Instagram pages and being like, I was thinking to myself, like, that would be nice. I'm like, why don't you just go? And then I saw there was the Feminine Power Blueprint. And when I was looking at it, I was, like, reading about it. Like, I had a full embodied experience. It was just, like, very light. Like, I felt so good. So I signed up right away. The course was amazing. I am definitely not the same version of me from when I started the course. Really, really, really no. And I found it, like, it was pleasurable. It was fun. It was like a joy to be a part of. And it was so rewarding as well. Like, the gains that transformed within me as well by doing these practices. Yeah, I learned a lot. And for me, my big takeaway was, like, even if the practice is simple, it doesn't mean it's not super profound and you're going to have crazy results from that.
Yeah.
So consistent practice with those embodiment practices was really powerful for me. And I started integrating that into, like, my everyday life.
Yeah.
And starting the day that way, it changes your whole life.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah.
Claiming it, owning it, and also taking my time, like, discovering and exploring, like, making this space. Just showing up for it in, like, a loving or ritual kind of way changes, like, just that intention changes the whole experience. And then it really does pour out. And then that pours out into people you interact with. Yeah. Like, it really is so beautiful.
Yeah.
Within myself.
Yes.
Well, at first it got reflected to me through people who do the practice. So you definitely do feel it from people. You see women who are so beautiful and so comfortable in their bodies and just relax. And they don't meet whatever standard Instagram has at the moment, right? But yet they're so magnetic and there's something about them that pulls you in. So you see it through other women that remind you of that.
Mm.
And then you also notice how you feel when you're trying to not be yourself. Like, you just feel very drained.
Yeah.
You feel very, like, empty, and then you just feel like, you know what I mean? You're not feeling it. So I definitely feel like I always have a little bit of pleasure within now, and I feel super magnetic now. And it's very interesting. While some things and structures have been, like, dying, like, people, like, opportunities have just been coming my way. Mm-hmm. People from the past, conversations. Like, I know what I'm doing is working.
Yeah.
Like, you just know you can trust it now. You don't have to prove that it works. It's, like, it's just true.
Yeah.
It's just true. So that makes you even more
like, oh, yes, relax into it.
And now let's go to Jamie. Jamie is based in Canada. She's an artist who is connecting to her power, to her creativity through embodiment. So let's listen to how it's been for her.
I mean, there's nothing like this, right?
So, but I'd say that like I've done more cerebral thinking through rather than kind of embodied practices. I haven't done something like this before. So yeah, I loved that. Like I loved that there was, we were listening, like there was kind of thinking and listening to start and then really embodied experience in the same week. I accessed different parts of myself that I hadn't, many layers were spoken to through our introduction to the teachers that you invited into the group. So, and that they were accessible by Telegram also was really special. But I feel that I have more choice, I have more tools, I have more choice, I have like a broader, wider horizon now. And there's so much more I want to revisit. Like there's so much, there's just so much to the course that I feel like in this process of recognizing that alternate path, there's like a part of me, a voice inside of me that is just like really clear, really calm, really trusting, really sure, really confident, really patient, and really in touch with the heart space, like really in an emotional space. And I think that that's feminine empowerment to me, is that part in me, that not even a version of me, but like a part of me that is like kind of a giant, like sitting up tall, wearing a crown, you know, like getting into water. I think it is a lot about choice. It is a lot about knowing that like, we have A, more power than we could ever imagine, and B, we have choices that maybe we don't even know until we're inside of experiences with our full, complete, holistic, embodied self. So yeah, that's how I'm experiencing my own feminine power.
These were Angela, Rhyme, Nathalie, and Jamie, women from the UK, Canada, and Japan. And I'm so, so honored to be sharing their stories with you and so grateful to them for speaking and for sharing their voice. If you would like to also join the Feminine Power Blueprint, it begins in just a few days on October 2nd, 2025, and we will have 3 months of live classes where you have one theoretical class where we get to learn and exchange and ask questions, and one ritual each week with some breaks in between. You will learn from 11 different teachers on how to step into your power as a woman, connect to your body, connect to the wisdom of your body, and start receiving insights so that you can create love, money, and power on your own terms. You will learn about sexuality, relationships, embodiment, rituals, and even sex magic, an embodied manifestation practice. A lot of knowledge will be derived from ancient practices like Tao and Tantra. 11 teachers from all over the world, world-class teachers, truly genuine, potent, inspiring people will be guiding you, and we will all be in one community group, sharing our journeys with each other, supporting each other. And then, of course, you will have the access to all the replays, so you can, if you don't have time, if you can't join live, you're always able to take this journey at your own pace. And you can, of course, take much longer than 3 months to go through all these practices and topics and classes. Whatever you choose to do, this is going to be truly transformative. It's already been changing lives. You can see more written testimonials on our website. This is also one of the most affordable offerings of this level. Usually, coaches charge thousands of dollars for these kind of group coaching programs, but we at Feel have a mission to change lives of millions of women, and we can afford to do so because we are supported by our patrons, by our investors who are playing a long-term game. So we make our courses much more affordable, and you're invited to check it out. I invite you to go to this episode description and click on the link Feminine Power Blueprint and see for yourself. There you're also able to download the full syllabus to see all of the classes and dates and times. And you're also able to see a video where I walk you through the entire syllabus. I'm excited to welcome new women into our new cohort and begin this journey soon. Until the next time, Maria Grinina here, your host of the Feminine Power Podcast.